Little Mo Show. I'm your host, Little Mo.
And it's your boy, Skeet Carter, the co-host.
Okay, welcome back.
I'm back, boo. I left too long.
Here too.
I come back. Hold on. First, this is our show today. I don't know who this guest is with all these goddamn colors on. What's going on? When was Easter?
Yo, okay.
Before we get into that, we got to introduce our dope. We have another co-host on the show. She's going to be rocking with us all day. This is Kyan. You've seen her on Love & Hip Hop. She's doing her thing. One of the hardest rappers out in the game right now. I'm talking about over the niggas, over everybody.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
Dang.
And she acting real cute right now. Like, she don't really rap. Like, hey, yo, son, I smack people for no reason.
Yay.
That's her one bar right there. That's how she introduced herself. But, man, thanks for being on the show today. You looking good.
Of course. Clap it up.
What's up? What's going on, bro?
The reason why I'm so excited to see Skeet, because he hasn't been here, he's been absent. He's been on the Irresponsible tour, you know.
He got money.
She tried to play me. Some was the Irresponsible nose.
Where you been?
I'm on the tour I'm on is called the Grown Ass Woman Tour with Coco Brown.
Wait a minute.
I'm on a Grown Ass Woman Tour. I'm the male perspective on the show.
Got you.
Coco Brown. She's on a new show 9-1-1 with Angela Bassett. She did Tyler Perry's. It was the Better for Worse.
Okay.
And the Single Mothers Club and all that. And then, you know, it's me, man. I do my thing on the show. I'm booked all year. Turn
up. Because you had a little situation before you got here, like you was flying on a private jet.
It wasn't a private jet.
But you were sitting in the front.
I was first class always.
So you got peanuts and soda.
I got peanuts and soda. And they gave me a little entree. You
know? But he said he had
to. Bitch, I been on.
Are you gonna remix that one? Because you've been on.
I'm gonna leave that one to Nick.
Why she talking real nice? Like,
what? We'll talk about that because there's a big misconception. And matter of fact, let's get into that's what I heard because we're so hyped for Skeet to be back. And then we'll talk about, because it's all about Kyan today. All
right.
So speaking of Nicki Minaj, Nicki talks Cardi B rumors.
Okay.
Meek Mill, Drake, and Quavo on the blogs.
Okay,
and
cool.
So it's like, Nicki is at a point now where she's like, she's been again, what has it been, 10 years? Professionally, I don't know what number it's at, but she just basically says she just wants genuine love. And a lot of people, as she said on the record, they said she's made out to be the bad guy. And everybody, you know, she had the beef with Remy and the disagreements with Kim. And everybody's saying that the love that she expects Cardi to give her is the love that she should be given to Kim.
Agreed.
So it's almost like they're saying it's karma. What you feel?
Wait a minute, hold on. Because, listen, hey, Queens. Hey, she's here. I don't know. I think there should be like a cap to how much love you're supposed to show somebody or homage or whatever it is. Because there's several clips of her giving love to this one, that one, these, and those. So it's like those don't matter because it was so many years ago. Like she got to do it every year. You know what I'm saying?
I think like a lot of artists, they think that if you don't, it's almost like, it is like high school. If you're not praising them and honoring them, then they get in their feelings and feel like, oh, niggas is hating.
So it's petty.
It is. It really is. But then there's a lot of people who thrive. They live for that attention. And so when somebody else may be getting the attention.
She's an attention seeker to me, man.
Really?
And I like Nicki, but this is the whole interview with her crying and like, give me some water.
Was she emotional?
She was crying, acting like this really was hurting her. Like,
why I gotta be acting?
Because she's an actress. You seen her. She does what she done. She's an actress.
You really think she's
Roman, Roman, Roman. It's fucking like everything's an act.
Do you not like Nicki as an artist?
Did you see
her
after she cried? She did the video, bitch, I've been on. Did you see that? After she done it?
I did see that.
And then she, bitch, I've been on. But now you, like, come on, you're an actress and it's cool. You can do that, but don't act like you really was hurt that this girl, you're kind of hurt.
Over Cardi B?
She just hurt. She's trying to act like she's hurt because the one interview that Cardi did when they addressed her about, hey, how you did a song with Nicki Minaj, and she was like, yeah, I mean, but you know, she changed her verse.
Yeah.
And that song dangerous too.
So was she saying Nicki changed her verse because she killed it so hard?
Well, no, they were just asking how did the verse come about? How did the song come about? And
okay.
She was like, well, Nicki was on a verse or whatever, and they asked me to get on it. I got on it, but once I got on it, Nicki changed her verse because you know Nicki's verse is longer. Than that, like she rapped for like she
watch me, you should watch my.
I think it was a hot song.
Bitches is press. I'm giving them out the mouth.
See what I'm saying? But I'm a Cardi fan, so I had to wait for Cardi verse to come on. So I start rapping that real hard. I ain't even Google lyrics first. That shit came out. I was like, ride the dick like a BMX. No nigga want to be. I said, did I just ride dick in a car? I just rode dick. So Cardi is dangerous to be rapping her shit out loud. But
yo, what is wrong with you?
I was my son in the back like, daddy just rode dick. But it's just dangerous. But like I said, right now, you know, I think we all should just love all the female. I don't think we should have to choose one rapper. And we should be able to like Nicki Minaj, Cardi B, Kanye. Yeah, we need to like.
But that's
everybody.
What I'm saying. It's always that dichotomy or that right. dissection of the female rapper. It's 100 rappers. Men rappers right. out.
Exactly.
The Migos, the Trigos, the Digos, and the Frigos. Everybody. It'd be 100 men out. Soon as a female comes out, they automatically pit each other against each other.
Right.
Do they do that with you a lot?
I mind my business, so no.
But you know they gonna
no,
do it.
No. It is she sounds like Fox. She's trying to be this.
Really?
That's what they say.
God.
You sound like you. I just like you.
That's
I like,
what I'm saying.
I like you
because
you stand.
Like
I think you stand alone. I like what you deliver. And I told you how I came on to listening to your stuff.
Yeah, girl.
Yeah. So,
I think people think because
and
with
I became
you being gorgeous,
fan.
They think you're gonna come out and just be. They think that you're gonna be one of those like.
But we missing that. We need that. It's supposed to be.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm tired of the cute. I mean, she cute. You know what I mean? You look okay. We know that.
But
so do you
heavy,
have to? Yeah. Do you gotta
give us
rap
that
like that too? You know
and
what I'm
you from New York, and like you just bring everything that I think that honestly a lot of females try to be, but a lot of these females really don't pull up.
Right, I'd be scared to slide her DM the way she rap. Like, nah, son, I ain't gonna really give her. She be like, no DMs. Like the other
why
girls.
Why you gotta make me seem so hard
that's
and unapproachable?
You gotta be.
Now you know what?
That's how
to be honest,
that's how it is.
No,
that's how it seems.
That's how Love and Hip Hop is, and that's why I want to break that. I want to break that mold starting
you
today because a lot of people feel like, okay, well, let's talk about it. Mm-hmm. Who is Kyan? For anybody who may have been hiding under a rock, who is Kyan?
Kyan, well, she, me, her. I started rapping at 15. I was so trash. Like, it was really bad. I had to find myself.
What was your first rap? Was it like
no, a... No, don't make me do that. Okay, so it was Roddy. It was short for Rottweiler, right? But if you wrote it out, it kind of looked like Roti.
Okay.
It's embarrassing. I didn't find myself until, like, I was 17, 18. It took a while.
Okay.
I think, you know what? I'm an artist, but I'm an entertainer. Mm-hmm. I love acting.
And a lot of people are dope with lyrics, but they stage show. You be like, oh my God.
Right.
The entertainment part is what a lot of people are missing.
Right.
I'm not gonna point no fingers, but they shits be boring.
Right.
But you're entertaining.
Yeah.
You have a personality, plus you got lyrics. Mm-hmm. So like, who are like some of your influences coming up? Because you said they said you sound like Fox, but I'm just like, I know there's like a New York sound because a lot of the females they say
right.
like a lot of females like yo son and you know what I mean
right.
like it's,
I think
it's
we
like
just
real.
Have that in common opposed to oh you sound like so and so. I never listened to anybody where it's like okay I got to do it like that.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But my influences like from back in the day that.
Yeah.
Are so relevant to me now because of the delivery and things of that sort is, you know, like even you
yes.
have kids. Like, you know what I mean? But I guess I sound like
man,
Fox.
Do you? I like what you're doing. I like what you have to offer. I think you have a bright future. Look at you guys, she's a likable on the eye, and then I could really bang. And I ain't got to worry about rapping your lyrics and just
talking about riding.
Hello. And be like, did I just
you know what I'm saying? Like, I could really, and that's what we missing too. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I love female artists, and I don't care, you know, what they're talking about. I like, it's the beat and the melody that catch
clearly,
you.
Clearly,
you
don't
you
care.
You know, you just you rap the lyrics, and if you got something to deliver
right.
to offer, that's
like,
even great, man. So definitely keep doing that thing.
Just to piggyback off of this too, as well as this, like. Nicki Minaj and Quavo, they wanted to know how to smooth over a beef, you know, because a song that has broken records has one of the biggest hip hop beefs, and I'm just like, why? So that's and then let's filter back to you, like how do these beefs actually start, like? Cause she went and wrote a rap over again. Like what?
No,
the beef was
she's saying that Quavo. It was the she heard the song, and Nikki okay. heard the song. It was two songs, but Quavo wanted her to get on another verse, another song. She was like, no, I like that Motorsport. I want to get on Motorsport. Okay. So she got on Motorsport. It was just supposed to be them. And he was like, you know what? I'm going to put the Migos on it. She was like, all right, cool. That's the banger.
Okay.
So Cardi was taking off doing what she was doing. Offset, like, hey, yo, babe, get on this joint. So she got on there. Well, they asked, like, Nikki, is it cool to put Cardi on the
Whose
track.
Whose record is that actually? That's the Migos?
It was the Migos, the Offset. I mean, Quavo, whatever the guy's name is. That's
and
the
Nikki
one
said
was,
yes.
She said, yeah, she said she still had a text message. She's like, yeah, it's cool, put her on. So I guess she was trying to be like the queen, the bigger person. Yo, put her on, like, you know, she's on the verse because I said she could be, you know, kind of like on that.
Okay.
So she wanted the acknowledgement, like, you know, she like, anybody's supposed to be excited for, you know, Nicki Minaj to do a verse with, you know, like, so
how
the reaction wasn't that.
Because I'm trying to, now that I'm getting more to the story, I didn't know it was that deep. I'm just thinking it's like, they did the song together. And,
is that where it started, though? Like, that's what
from that
song. Is it because she changed
song.
Her verse?
Because
my understanding, what I saw was Cardi asked the label for Nicki to take her name out or something like that. In the verse. That's what I see.
Oh, I heard something about that. Yeah, so right. I heard something about that, too.
So why couldn't Cardi ask her herself?
Maybe they didn't, you know, tell
that's what
direct connection.
She said, what is it, Nicki and Cardi or something like
huh?
that? They did say her name or something like that.
Yeah, she said something. I don't know.
But see, that's the part. Okay, now that's the part where I think it gets messy. I wouldn't ask a label to do anything. Because then you have to retract that and be like, no, what I meant was, what's wrong with the artist coming to, hey, just take my name off the jump? Like,
well, maybe they didn't have direct contact. I don't know.
It just all was done. It wasn't done.
That's just tacky.
It didn't come together.
That's not
right.
professional.
It wasn't like, yo, let's do this track.
Because they're not beefing with Amigo. Like, they're beefing with each other over something. I'm still, that's one of the things with Love and Hip Hop I was thinking. There were so many things. And that's why I could see when Nikki says, oh, y'all trying to make me out to be the bad guy. When it's just, it could have been handled when it's just like, hey, you want me to take your name off the thing? Cool. You want me not do this part? Cool. Don't have to. If I got a beef with somebody, I'm going to bring it to you. I'm not going to, hey, tell Cayenne I said. Like, what happened to cutting out the middleman? Yeah. And that's how it gets messy. Honestly, these labels and some of these things are so, I would say, so strategically. They might not even be beefing, but it might be a nice sales plot and pitch and ploy.
You're dealing with a diva, though. You're dealing with divas. That don't work. Realistically, the stuff don't work like that. If you want something done, you're a diva in your own right. You know, you want what you want when you want it and how you want it.
But
so,
I'll say it myself.
I understand. That's
and that's what I like about you, Kayette. I have never seen you be like, oh, yeah, talk to my, like.
You're the same. Fix that for
thank you, thank you. I don't want that thing be sticking up like alfalfa.
You're seeing it right.
How? I can't even think of how to even remediate that situation, so we'll just move forward.
We definitely can move forward, but it's still like we still got news on Cardi. See, Cardi is all over the place. This is double. Cardi B reveals why she kept her pregnancy a secret. Cardi B breaks Taylor Swift Apple Music record.
All right, so misconstrued.
So people thought that she was trying to hide her pregnancy. Just because, you know, didn't want people to know that she was pregnant.
In our area, everybody knew she was pregnant.
Everybody knew she was pregnant, but she wanted to bring it to the media.
Why people be hiding?
No, she wanted to bring it out.
As soon as I take the test, I'll be like, it's here.
Y'all know she revealed on Saturday Night Live. She did it on air. It was like the episode. She did it on TV.
But she shouldn't have even had to do that. Like, she gives so much of her life to everyone just like you do. It's like, what can I have to myself?
She probably got paid some money to reveal it on Saturday Night Live, too.
Yeah.
She could have did it for free on Instagram or let's do it on a TV show.
People was talking about it anyway, but I never. Now she says she's pregnant. Then when she had a baby, she gonna hide it. Is everything a paycheck or a secret?
I mean, you're in the entertainment world, you got to get your coins where you can. You know what I'm saying? Now, she out there twerking with the baby now, so that baby going to come out dizzy as hell.
I thought she was about to get married for a state. I was scared.
Hey, baby Cardi.
When she said, fuck him, then I have a baby. That's what she said. Fuck him, then I have a baby.
She said that?
Coachella.
She said, fuck him, then I have a baby.
And then dropped the mic?
Well, I think she held the mic and just start twerking.
Drop that ass. She did.
Like...
Mm-hmm.
What'd she do? Anybody know?
She it's kind of big now. Stomach. She been holding that baby for. She been.
She was pregnant in her face. It was.
There's been a lot of
spanks
on that baby. That baby been trying to breathe.
That baby like no.
That baby like come on, give me unbutton the button, please.
Hello, bow.
Is it a boy or girl? Y'all know if it's a boy or girl? Anybody? Audience?
Word
anybody
is
know?
It's a girl.
No. Huh? It's a girl.
Word, like she have
Let
a girl.
That lady have her tongue.
Yeah.
Tell us.
But then a lot of people were saying that she may ruin her career because.
No, she's
why
good.
Why does I it have to be no, that?
It's not gonna be
that's
that.
What I'm
a career
trying to figure out.
Or a baby. You want to be secretly both. In a relationship, but you want to be out there because
right.
then the men not going to want you. There's so right. many rules to this that's so
but
whack.
But it's always the females that have to suffer. Men could have 100 baby mothers. They'd be like, okay, I want to be next in line as soon as a chick.
That's not true. Say we pregnant. You got a lot of babies. You got a lot of kids. And you still,
yeah,
you still a superwoman.
No, when I first,
you was a
when superwoman I had the first two,
the first
I used
two,
to hide those. And I was married then.
I was married.
And we had to hide. And then they wanted you to, like, almost how they used to make you hide your baby. If you had a baby when you was 15 back in the day,
right,
remember they used to send you down south and your baby was your cousin?
Mm-hmm.
And it was really your baby? Yeah. They
well,
used to
I
make
just,
us hide.
I just hope
and
that.
And lose weight and be all low self-esteem because you can't even go through postpartum before they want you to get on tour.
So we got Cardi B and Offset having
wearing
a
big
child
old
together,
tit dresses
right?
Behind back
here. Like a fly baby.
Offset and Cardi B having a child.
Like
we don't understand what the Migos say when they rapping, and we damn sure understand what Cardi B say when she talking.
Oh Lord,
the money talk.
We gotta get
the baby. Don't got
we gotta get
right.
this baby. We gotta get. We gotta hopefully we get her to speak right because she.
But
can't
I think
be
that all might be an act because there's some people I know are very eloquently well spoken and versed. They speak the King's English,
mm-hmm.
but when they get out here,
no,
you
she's
don't,
good. Cardi
shit,
got
I be
way better.
Playing with the
Cardi
English.
Got
I know my mom used to make us read us so
Cardi
many
got better.
Books.
She got better. That's when I thought she really was writing all her lyrics. Because her verses sound just like how she talked.
Like, what does it sound like?
She said, I go to dinner, eat steak. I said, I think she was trying to say when she goes to dinner, she eats steak, but she left out a lot of words that we need in our vocabulary. I go to dinner, eat steak. So that's like very important. Oh, hope the child don't be speaking like that. You know what I mean? She said,
what?
She said, she said, she gon' do why die who, left and die the Z.
But you know it though.
I
exactly.
do.
That's the goal, and she did that.
And I
you
used to know
gotta get by that.
Yeah.
yeah.
She, what? Does she fucking everybody language up?
Yo. But what's crazy is a lot of people are attracted to that. I saw an interview with Charlamagne said he loves. What he loves about Cardi, because they said, oh, Atlanta must have him on the payroll. He was like, no, she's just real and raw, and that's
I
what
like
people
her.
Love. She's the perfect balance of ratchetness and righteousness.
Right.
But I think that's what a lot of people love about you, Cayenne, is because, like, you're so real and so raw. How do you, is there a part, do you ever think, well, maybe I should turn it down, or I'm going to just always be me? Have they, you know what I mean?
I mean.
Because they say, black females can't get away with it. Others can.
I feel like that's true in a sense.
Gotcha.
But we were grown up to be self-sufficient. You know what I mean? So it's like, well, why can't I say what's on my mind is true to me and still have that respect in your body for
yeah.
me? You know what I mean? Like, as long as you're not disrespectful and rude to nobody, it shouldn't matter what
yeah.
you say. It's just how I feel. You don't have to agree with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
True to yourself.
I think it's something I like a real. What part of New York are you from?
I'm from my mom originally.
Yep.
Grew up in Queens. Now Long Island.
What part of LA?
But I'm
Suffolk
County. I like the.
I was born.
I like the way New York girls speak. I like the way y'all talk. Like
sure
it got like, it's different. Like it's like it's like a.
It's
like,
New York is very aggressive, and it's just like what's crazy
right.
is that it could be misconstrued as a defense. As defensive,
yep.
but it's really not. That's it's really love. Like
right.
my husband tells me all the time, yo, why are you so aggressive? It's like, I don't know. That's just the way. Like I talk with my hands, I'm animated. But I honestly don't mean any harm. But a lot of times, a lot of people, it could be a gift and a curse, the whole
yes.
New York thing, because the aggression, a lot of men love that, but then they say a lot of men are afraid of it.
Be a lady, I always
and I'm like, well, we gotta sit like this. I'd be like, nah, I want my coochie to breathe a little bit.
Like New York girls, like from young, we gotta catch the bus, catch the cab, catch this. It's
catch
always
a nigga.
Go,
hello.
Go. It's go, go, go. So it's like nobody has time to be like, okay, I'm gonna wait for the car. And yes. No, it's still about the clothes. You better go get it,
yeah.
or you're gonna be asked out. You know what I mean?
One of the pluses and what I love about you, with your humbleness as well as like Kai don't play. You're a mom. How do you balance all of this?
I'm still learning the balance. A lot of people don't even believe that I have a child because
yeah.
I've never shown him
okay.
before. But at the end of the day, it's like, if I don't do this, I'm going to be miserable.
Mm-hmm.
And my child is not going to have the life that I want him to have. So it's like, I got to do it. But then my heart like wants me to do it. So
yeah.
it's a necessity. I got to do it. So the balance is just coming as I go. I'm still learning though.
How old is your child?
He's one.
Oh, shit, you just said, you snatch back. Y'all, what kind of, what y'all be eating and drinking? Like, how y'all doing?
Arizona's insane.
I watched my baby mom have a child, and I got big. I watched her be pregnant, and I got fat. Y'all had the babies, and y'all snatched back like that? This is crazy.
Yo, what is wrong with you?
It's the truth. I don't know how do y'all do it. Like, this is, I'm trying to lose
what
baby weight.
What was your snatch back technique?
Son is seven. I still got baby weight on me.
My snatch back technique, nothing. It was just the Lord.
I know that's right.
It was God.
That's good genes.
But these titties, though.
I want to get mine dead.
I'm going to get a dick.
You can't measure these in cups no more. It's length. I'm about 16 inches right now. I'm talking flat. It's actually sad. I'm dead serious. Y'all laughing. I'm dead ass.
See, yo, crazy that's my love. Yo, I'm dead ass.
I'm dead ass.
Victoria's Secret is.
Imagine I curse you out. You stay out too late. Yo, where the fuck is you at, son?
Well, I'm over here doing.
Yo, you better be home in 10 minutes. Dead ass. Like, and you gonna come home?
No, that's what you did. It was like, because that means dead ass is like, that means like I'm telling the truth.
Yeah, dead ass serious.
And once you say that means that's it. I'm dead ass.
Jesus co-signed it. Yep. You dead ass.
Exclamation point. We lit.
Dead ass.
How did you like the Love and Hip Hop experience?
You know, thank you. Love and Hip Hop. The whole experience to me, you know, it's my first time on TV at all.
Really?
Yeah. So I've been social media famous for years.
For Love and Hip Hop, that's when they throw you to the wall.
Yeah.
Right.
It's no just she like, lied. Oh, I'm going to tip my way. Like, I believe
somebody throw
the
me
first day you was there. All right. So you get the call and you show up. What happened the first day you showed up to work?
You ain't.
Because I had left.
Okay.
Because I was in my bag.
What I believe she's referring to is a scene that I had where she had left in a boxing gym. Yeah. Right? And there was this individual there.
Yeah.
After I had introduced myself as Cayenne, this individual decided to call me a B. Can I curse her?
Yeah.
She called me a bitch. And I said, strong. I said, don't do that. Please. You don't want to do that. Please don't do that. And she did it again. So.
Like, who hyped her up to do that? Somebody had the hype, or she might have thought that.
Well, to be honest with you, I feel like, because I watched, you know, the episodes, obviously. Uh-huh. I feel like she's just been getting punked so much that she was like, it ain't going to happen again. But then I walked in, and you didn't know me, so it's like, no, it shouldn't happen tonight either. But it did, and then the table broke.
A table broke?
This is the call I got.
Y'all
got
to tell me what happened.
Okay, so this is what happened. That was Dynamite, my husband's. It was like his, it was like a spar match. So it was like, that was the day I found out that he had his Instagram back. And I'm just like.
Sneaky little, sneaky.
But the reason why I knew was something going on. We was riding in North Philly one day, like, bah. And then somebody yells out, yo, D might follow me back on the gram. I'm like, fuck God.
He got the Instagram and ain't tell you?
He didn't tell me.
Get out of here.
And so I'm just like, okay. And so then my sister was like, Tell Kate, because they call him Katie. Tell Katie to follow me back on Instagram. And I'm just like, he don't have no Instagram. And she's like, oh, okay. So I'm just chilling. So I'm like, all right, maybe somebody opened a fake page. Right. And I'm like, yo, babe. So we get to set that night, and Remy comes in, and she's like, yeah, I was like, thank y'all for coming through. She's like, I got to do a show with A Boogie, so I just wanted to stop through right quick. Boom. So I'm just like, okay. Well, how'd you find out about it? Did he hit Papa's up? Because I know usually when he's in training mode, I'm not even allowed around. She's like, no, I saw it on Instagram. I said, how come I didn't see it on Instagram? She's like, oh, I saw it on his page. I was like, you lying. She was like, no, I'm not. And she proceeded to pull up a page. And so it wasn't the fact, because people are like, oh, you so paid. I'm just like, no, because if he hiding that, I just felt that. If you hide that,
what else is it?
What else is there to hide? Because that social media, it won't cost me a relationship, because I'm not going to throw my foot for somebody fucking typing. Right. But why'd you have to hide? So I left.
Mm-hmm.
So after I left, I was on my way back to Philly.
Right.
Because I was just like, I'm not staying here. I'm not going to embarrass him.
You wasn't going to follow him.
No, I was like, no. He blocked me.
Oh, that's a good one.
So I'm just like trying to go to the page, and I was blocked. So I was like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. You want some hanky time. Mm-hmm. So
Dead
I remember
ass.
I get in the car, dead ass. I get in the car and I go home. So then I was just like, well, let me just text him, because the way I left, I was just like, I don't like doing that, because at the end of the day, even though we're doing a show, I still have a home go and home I have to deal with that. Yeah,
right, right, right.
And we don't take that mess home. So I was like, yo, you good? He was like, yo. It was like he forgot everything. I was like, hey. He forgot I walked out and almost took my wig off. But he was just like, yo. He was like, Jacque came through, and he had his new chick, and he was just like, yo, all I know is that the table went up, and I think she broke the table in half. And I was like, yo, what the fuck?
I told you she act like her lyrics, so that's... So
I was like, no. I don't know what happened. He was like, I don't know what happened. All I know is that everybody was like...
So somebody said something to you.
Well,
that's when, okay. And that's when...
And you went WWE.
No, see?
What happened? A table, that's all.
It doesn't take that... little to...
Because I don't remember seeing a table when I was there.
She brought her own table. That's the thing. That's how you know she...
I was like, where was this table?
She was like, hold up. Where my fucking book? And pulled the table
and they
out.
Said Safari ran. It was lit.
Safari always running.
Oh. But he had a flip-flop, so
did
you
he,
know.
Did he have
he
a white shirt on?
We're Jamaican. We could run in anything.
Yo, Safari funny. That's, I like... I
but
never
he,
can't,
he bought the chick there, so I was just like... Why did he leave the chick?
You was fighting Safari chick?
I mean, to my understanding, that was his ex-girlfriend as well.
So she was for everybody. Pretty much.
So what had happened was, she called me a B.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you know, please don't do that. She mm-hmm. did it again, mm-hmm. and then the table broke. I don't remember how. That's where my memory stops.
Okay.
But it doesn't take that little for me to go crazy. You know, that's where editing and entertaining and television comes in.
Right.
But, yeah, like, I just hate
that. On the
that.
First day?
That's so.
Good ratings.
See?
It
yeah.
was lit.
Good ratings.
But then it was just, then after that, there was like, it was just, was. Did you ever feel like it was just like, everybody's just trying kite? It just, when I saw it back, I'm like, wait a minute. Oh, God. It's Bree or Brittany. Then it was another table. She ran under the table.
I mean, she was trying to protect herself from me, I think.
So, anyway, the moral of the story is...
I think.
Don't trust the big brother to smile. That girl is... He's a fighter, man. Like, so, definitely...
But at the end of the day...
So, what pocketbook did you have this table in? We just got to get that out so we could promote this pocketbook
whatever.
That's big enough to put
whatever.
A table. They said it was no tables. It was just a wrestling
ring. Wait, because I was trying to figure out what
ring.
A table was. But I,
yeah,
when I saw the scene back, I was like, wait, where did this table come from? Because I think that was the part of the ring that I climbed out of. I know my... it was just a wig.
It's television.
Oh, the table.
Surprise! I guess.
That shit was...
I don't know.
Would you return for another season?
I mean, if it makes sense, I would do so. You know, it was a great opportunity. I'm very thankful.
Yeah, that's
for
one
it,
thing
so
it does. It
sense.
Opens up a lot of doors,
yeah.
But it also opens up Pandora's box. Do you think there was ever like a misconception, like people misconceived? Because with you being an artist, some of these shows, people start off one way,
mm-hmm.
and then once they find, okay, this is what's gonna really get people to tune in, then they'll get. It was a lot of people who I saw on the show, and they've been on there a couple of seasons, and I ain't heard not one song. From them.
Why you do that?
What, no, because I'm saying you put out a lot of songs, and I'm just like, yo, you still managed
you know
to put out music, and I don't understand why there are a couple of people.
I see
I'm
what
just like,
saying.
You can't just put out just one song. You have to work that wheel.
You know what? I think people get so caught up in I'm not gonna look pussy.
Yeah.
Next time I say I'm a pop, opposed to okay, what's gonna grab the people's ear?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's only the television, but what about when the next show comes on after we go off? What else is it going to be? You get
right.
so caught up in, I have to look this way where you kind of forget about your craft. And
right.
I tried not to do that even when I was running on beaches and shit like that.
Yo!
Mm-hmm.
They went over, that was lit. And then I saw the man, you told me, you was like, are you fucking, what happened
see,
with that?
All right.
See, I be wanting to hear, because I was like, I said, I can't wait to, what the man did.
What y'all
all right.
Before y'all get into it, you got to tell people what's going on. What y'all talking about?
That was in, not Barbados.
We went to St. Martin.
They went to St. Martin.
Mm-hmm. All
right.
And, well, Yandy had some of the cast go over to St. Martin.
Right. To help out the hurricane.
From the hurricane relief.
Okay.
But what happened?
After that second table had went up,
mm-hmm.
you know, Mo, don't we have crazy security? It's a whole bunch of security, right?
It's like at least, yeah.
So on TV, which I don't see, it'll look like I'm trying to get away from one or two people when it's a
swarm. No, it's about like eight per person.
Yeah, it's
it feels
especially
like.
Me. it's like a swarm of them. But when I swung at the guy, he had I had my hair like yours, but mine was like bigger braids.
Okay.
And he, I think because I was moving so much trying to get away from that one and that one, my hair was in the wind. He just grabbed it.
The braid?
My hair. And but mind you, he's from St. Martin and I'm from New York. Oh. So he's like, oh my God, Americans are fucking crazy. You know what I'm saying? So he smiled and he had my braid. So I just swung and that's why that went that way. It wasn't so nice.
Oh, wow. So it wasn't
so this is God. He was just another incident with you fighting or was about to fight with somebody else on set.
This individual was coming at me.
It was like a miss. All right. I remember. Okay. Because I saw some of it back and it was like a misunderstanding.
Right.
Y'all got to the table, mm-hmm. and Aubrey and Jacque, are they cool? Or they were like friends? Okay.
Yeah.
So they was cool. But why does she have beef with you?
No, she doesn't know.
That was one of the things I was trying to pinpoint and try to, I was rewinding it back and going back, and I was just like, I was lost.
I'm still lost. You know what? I think she proved to everyone that this is just her way to draw attention to herself and her craft.
Because you know what's crazy? As an artist, she's dope. But there's some people who don't realize who they are, so they think that they have to go around start little fires.
Right, right.
But then you light fire to that one, and then that just be the one. Because honestly, for the life of me, I couldn't even figure out why her and Bianca were beefing. Oh, because you sound like me, you look like me. I'm like, bitch, let's do a song together. Don't say my name in it. You know what I'm saying? But they won't get the same olive branch extension as the Nickys and the Cardis. So you'll see a Bianca and a Brie beefing, and they be like, you're a red flag. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm just saying. But you've managed to come over that, like, oh, Cayenne about that life, but Cayenne still gets this work. Because for this to be your first season, you're outworking them all. I see it.
So, thank you.
I'm just saying.
Came through.
How did you manage to push through? Like, oh, y'all not finna line me.
You know what? Like you said, she's talented in her own right.
Yeah.
Bianca, all of them are talented, but I'm a mama. Maybe that's it. I don't know, but I know, you know, they be working silently. You know what I'm saying? But maybe it's because I'm a mama, and I know I gotta get that expensive ass infomil.
Oh my God. Let's take a quick break, and when we come back, you're a mama, but we gotta find out what's up with that love life. Yeah. On the Little Mo Show.
It's your boy, Steve Carter, the co-host of the Little Mo Show podcast, encouraging everybody to pick up a copy of the tell-all book, Tame a Little Mo, right now. It's available on Amazon.com.
Okay, welcome back to the Little Mo Show. I'm your girl, your host, the Superwoman, Little Mo.
Yeah, and I'm not a Superman or a Spider-Man. I'm just Skeet Carter, you know, the comedian, the co-host of the Little Mo Show.
Hey.
And I'm sitting here with the
Deadass. He's gonna stop Miss that.
You know what up, Cayenne? Building. What up, man? Let's get straight to it, because you bad.
You taking?
You know what I'm saying? I'm just asking. Like,
hey, bitch.
Hey, don't show me the back.
Where you going? Shoot the shot.
Yeah, I got a human.
Oh, shit, man. So, man, how's everything going on in your relationship, man? This is bullshit. Why you keep bringing all these taking people to the show?
Because like, no. Like, no, y'all looking for love.
Like, looking for love?
No, I was, no, uh-uh. But go ahead. So, what's going on? Who you with?
No, because one thing I also like too, because we did have Jacque on, and that's your human?
Jacque is.
And it's
human.
Not just for the show.
No, it's not.
It's real.
A lot of people be doing stuff just for TV, and you be like, oh, okay.
Yeah. I feel you can see when it's just for TV, though.
Yeah.
Like, because my chemistry and your chemistry with Mr. Doggin is like, it's undeniable. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Opposed to, come on, sis. You know you don't really like that man. You know what I mean?
For you. Yeah. Yeah, I met Jacque. We met him at the what was that? The episode we went to his.
We went to the viewing party.
The viewing party, and it's, he gets a lot of support, you know, on what he does,
yes,
and
it's
so
amazing.
He gets support from men, women, and all that. How do you feel about, you know, the women that just want to be around support when they see somebody
but
just
I was,
winning?
You know wasn't what I mean? There, but I was there. And I said, let somebody try if they want to.
Yeah. So
Mobile,
how you feel about that?
I don't know.
Like,
can you support him while he's, you know, in
his job?
Right, but you, so you can understand, you know.
Yeah, smack that ass, babe. As long as your song is playing, nigga.
Hello.
Oh, okay.
Cause it better never would have made it back. child, no. Nope.
Yeah, you can't be smacking ass to a gospel song. Yeah. No, hell no. That's you can't.
Have there ever been in these situations because it's with the industry? It just seems like, I don't know if it's the retrograde or if it's just these hoes be trying to win so bad. Have there been any situation where people are like, well, I just want you to know, Kayan, because they be in my DMs and they try.
Woman to woman.
I mean, if you want to go to the hospital as a patient, keep that shit to yourself. Mm. But no, I have been approached like, oh, I just want to let you know that I had a good time. Well, bitch, I'm glad you ain't waste your pussy. Like, yay for you. But yeah, I mean, it comes. I don't feel like I'm a traditional female to a certain extent.
Right.
I didn't go to kindergarten. I don't know how to share. That's one. So what?
Wait, for real?
You know how to share?
Bars.
No.
All right.
You right.
All right. You don't know how to share. I don't know how to share.
I was, and my kids don't share. I was like, damn. Okay.
Now I'm sharing.
Got you.
But so. I gotta grow up. So when it comes to the women and him doing his craft and me traveling and him traveling,
yeah,
things happen.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's wrong for me to say, or maybe it's not. Matter of fact, it's not fucking wrong for me to say.
Mm-hmm.
My thing is, if you was to hit a bitch, mm-hmm, I would want to have the space to say, yeah, bitch, I know you had the pink bag. You didn't have a toothbrush with you, and he sent you on his way.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Opposed to someone being able to say, like, yeah, I had you, nigga. It's like, babe, she did.
And then you see the zerties. Like, it be the zertiest bitches that be trying. And I'm like, wait a minute. First of all, bitch, my dick didn't get hard, so I know that's a lie. But, no, these bitches be trying it. And so, like,
This is deep.
But do you think there's a double standard? Because with you being as beautiful, I know niggas.
Yeah, because I'm saying, like,
I know niggas be trying to shoot they shot.
I mean, yeah, but I don't know. I feel like women, like, we have our I'm going to call it hot girl. Our hot girl tendencies of, oh, he look good. I don't know what the dick is like.
The thought moments?
Yeah, no. Now it's called we living our best life. It's not, no more thoughts. We living our best life.
Because, yeah, that's almost like everybody has that season where it's just like, I said mine didn't make the internet when I had my, like, little thotty years. You know what I'm saying? Right before I had kids, I was just, it could have went any other way. But God. So it was just like, you know, but with this fame, it's things that come with it.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are, oh, leave him. And I'm just like, I'm not going to
throw away what I built.
Yeah.
Because you said to.
Or I'll break every brick down before I leave this bitch. Hello?
I understand.
Y'all be out this motherfucker in a box.
I mean, it's a work in progress.
Hello?
I was featured on Love & Hip Hop for the first time TV, period, this past season. This is his first time.
Mm.
But I've always had social media fame. It's just now that I'm touching a different demographic. This is the first time he's ever had social media or TV fame ever.
Gotcha.
So I know for him, it's kind of like, oh, there go that bitch that I tried to talk to before, and she never gave me no play, and now she on me. So it's like, it's the natural part of it. But then, you know, I feel like at some point, certain mistakes becomes decisions.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's only so much a person can take. But, you know, we're working on our communication. He's a good man. I'm a good girl to him.
Yeah,
so. It's good.
Y'all look real good together. I love, like, it just feels like a teenage love. And it just is so pure. And I just know how this industry is. And if I could, because when he was here, he was just like, maybe you and your husband, y'all could sit down and mentor us. I said, yeah, we got issues. But there's no perfect relationship.
That's right.
But one thing I can say, don't let this industry in your relationship. As long as you keep them out, it's things that's going to happen. Take a picture, but don't let nobody in your real house. Hello?
Right.
It's just certain things that everybody knows. There's that
separation,
there's that wall. Because people will try it.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think the tries will be low with you because I just don't play that.
That's true.
And speaking of don't play that, singles, music, videos.
Yeah, I have a song called Played Yourself, and I also have another song called Better Luck Next Time. They're both available on Tidal, Apple Music, and things of that sort. And you kind of get a little glimpse into my life, opposed to the bang, bang, shoot 'em up that he loves so much.
Did you shoot the videos already?
No, not to these particular two songs. But if you search my name,
I need to be in
the
video. I need to be in the video.
You want that?
Yeah, what's up, man?
What you want to be?
Whatever. Is this soft or they hard songs? Which ones is it?
What, Which one you like? You like the hard stuff.
You gotta let me hear it, because I just like music, right, so
I'll
whatever.
Let you hear.
All right, cool.
You got.
And he wanna do his, well, do the picture, do the face you make when you be in first class on the flight, and you take yourself.
This the slow song. I'm being a joint like, yeah, you know, whatever.
Are those bedroom eyes?
I feel like they are.
The studio eyes. You see the lights hitting me. Or we could do the hard school. You know what I mean?
So how? You gotta show me how you would be if we was in a hard setting, though.
Setting? Like, I can fit
it. I gotta cast you. Come on, do something.
Yeah. You gotta audition. You don't just get the job.
Spit a bar, and I'm gonna tell you how. Can we get a bar? Yeah. Can we get a bar?
A bar? You better go on Instagram.
Hello?
Jukebox?
I give you one of my
insert
first.
Insert $5 in my Cash App.
My first rap, Listen, niggas don't want it with skeet because the hammers I tote. Ooh. Mouthwash kind of guns the way I carry the scope. But now I ain't a gangster, but always keep the Nina on my belt. Put red dots on your face, the Noxzema couldn't help. I'm bored, man. What are you talking about?
He was
waiting for
that. No, he used to
be a barber.
I think it's a challenge.
So what video you want to do?
I'm Kai.
What's up? Hey, look, man, y'all better stay tuned, because we got something going to go on the next video with Cayenne, because I'm going to be in that joint. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to write the bars right now.
I didn't know you rap, too, though.
Hey, listen, shorty. This is our show today.
Yeah. He got a job.
You Jamaican?
He got a dickhead.
He got to do everything.
Hey, yeah. Man. Hey, look, I just got a dick reduction. Just letting y'all know right now. I used to be blessed if it was down there, but, you know, because I was worrying about my back and my lower back and how, you know, how it would be hurting me when I got older. So I got them clipped, so I'm up here now. But I got pictures of the old dick.
What's
hey, look,
with
man, it's going down, man. This is the Little Mo Show, man. Let these people know how they
your
can follow you.
Media, your social media, everything like that, man.
So you're gonna go on Tidal first, my music, Apple Music, all that. Type in Cayenne, KIYANNE. You can do the same on Instagram. It's the real Cayenne. I appreciate y'all for having me.
No problem. No,
thank you for coming through.
Definitely had a good time, man. You know, you can follow me at Comedian Skeet Carter. Or go to SkeetCarter.com.
Or DickReduction.org.
And it's going down to co-host of the Little Mo Show. Let them know what's going on.
No, because somebody said you was playing basketball and you went for a layup. Your shit was like...
I made the shot, but, you know, look, hey, look, that's a long story.
Nah, I'm your girl, Little Mo. I'm at the Little Mo Show. Make sure you follow me. Oh, my God. Like, this was a fun show. I love having fun shows where we laugh and have a good time, get information, and honestly get to get closer to who you already love. Anything you want to leave everybody with, if anybody out there aspiring or, like, not just a music sense, if you want to leave some young girl out there that has a dream, like, mm-hmm. I want to be like Cayenne when I get older, mm-hmm. or my daughters, they love you. So what would you say to this young generation? Because they say everybody lost, but I'm just like, no,
my generation is whack. No, dead ass, y'all are whack. And I say that because I feel like we could do so much better. I feel like everyone is looking at the next person and be like, oh, damn, she lit that way or he's lit that way. I'm going to follow suit. And it's like a whole bunch of carbon copies these days. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't be no role model because I'm trying to figure out this shit myself. But I just feel as though do what makes you happy and don't disrespect nobody because you might run into a motherfucker like me. Bye!
Thank you, OG Podcast Network, Next Level Publishing. To my family, to everybody that was out here that was acting like they had to hold in their farts because they didn't want to laugh. We lit. Yo. Make sure y'all lock in. Follow us all. And get all the
audience,
music.
Make some noise, man. Clap it up, man. They be thinking ain't nobody here. Come on, man.
Because we got kids, so y'all make sure y'all support. Because if it wasn't for y'all, there'd be no us. And my kids are
Mad Paw Patrol.
Already know. It's going down.
Sheesh.
Little Mo Show, y'all. Stay tuned next time.